it's about 6 centimeters, 12 centimeters long, and it's got a head on it, like it looks like the head of maybe a viper or a diamondback, to lay it down flat. Won't have any trouble recognizing it. And it's white, and when I hold it up to the sun, it has a greenish cast to it. A greenish bluish cast.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. And I see some striations in it too. They may be my imagination.
Okay, Tony, I've got two more documented samples in bag 33, or two more rocks documented in 337.
Okay, 337. And we're going to have to press on here.
Put this rock under your seat. Come in. Okay, John. That pitch meter for falling down.
Man, I've fallen down twice. Badly.
Four over wheels are covered with dust, John.
And John, do you have a bag number for your white rod? Or have you collected it yet?
I made a grab sample out of it, Houston.
Okay.
Too big for a bag, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, it was too big for a bag.
Okay.
It's, you dog. Amazing how you can trip over, how you can be going along and trip over a rock, and, I'm one of these guys that always looks down, and, it's, don't seem to be able to trip over them going forward.
Okay, Tony, the samples are complete here. I'm leaving with frame count number 170, Tony. I'm gonna change my eggs before I start out here, over.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, and while you're up there, you might adjust the DAC, maybe you can get it running.
It's, I already did, and it's running. It'll be running.
Okay, good show.
John?
Yes, sir.
That is the best sample we got.
I know it.
I'll tell you. That is a crystalline rock, if I've ever seen a crystalline rock.
First one today.
Yeah.
At least the first one you could say was one, maybe.
That is a great rock. Okay, John, when you get around there, could you give me a film mag, black and white?
Yeah.
I guess we could call that one the Great Young.
Oh, come on.
It's not very big, but it's just a nice rock.
Okay.
Yeah, it was made about, it looks like it's about 3 days old. must be on the order of 4 billion.
Which one do you want, Charlie?
The black and, any black and white, it doesn't matter.
Wrong pocket.
Any black and white?
Yeah, any one. Magazine eye.
Okay.
You want to run up a roll of black and white?
Yeah.
170.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I got it.
There you go.
Okay.
Dark slide is in the camera box.
When it runs, I got dust on it. Magazine India.
Okay.
And starting with frame count number, about number 3, I guess I fired off a couple.
Okay. Just to make sure you didn't get any dust on that LeCru while you're working around there, we would like you to brush it off again. We're really heating up on that.
It's clean.
Okay.
It is clean. It's clean. Honest.
Okay, that's okay.
Want to shut it down for a while?
No, that's all right. And Charlie, on your LRV readouts, we won't be needing volts, so why don't we just leave that switch in amps?
Okay. Got it in amps.
Okay.
Okay, it's dusted. Going downhill, it doesn't get near as much dust on as it did coming up for some reason. Maybe that's because it was 4 kilometers one way and half of one the other. That's probably the reason. Hope I can get back in this beauty here now. You're in.
Okay, we've got
don't do anything with
magnetometer reading. Station 5 there is 125 gamma down. The Alcep site was 230 gamma, correction, up. The Alcep site was 230 gamma down and Spook was 180 down. Hey, John, do you have switch position 1?
No, I'm going to 1 right now.
Okay, good show.
Easy.
Okay.